listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
By the Four Freaking Specialty Beer Store and HopChart.com.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over the spitting.
HopChart.com. I am Dave. With me, as
and I'm
always,
Evan.
Evan.
Welcome, yes. Everyone. Just get it out of your system.
No,
you know you want to do it.
No,
just do it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, huh?
We're at Elsie's in Northeast. Mostly because we're low on gas.
Yeah.
And it's hot as hell out, so we really don't want to be outside.
No.
And it's not necessarily as hot as it is just humid as fuck out.
Yes.
I mean, it's really miserable right now. It's thick. You have to cut through it with a machete. Machete?
I'm just ashamed of you right now.
No, you're not. But it's a big week here.
Yes.
On the Well-Fed Guide.
I think it's what, episode... 120?
Something.
It's 120.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're close.
Thank you very much. So, we're at Elsie's in Northeast, a local establishment. Also bowling alley.
Yes, it's the first bowling alley we've ever done.
But you know what? I've been here a couple times. It's quintessential Northeast bar, restaurant, bowling alley. So it fits.
Yeah.
So, I've got a lovely Grain Belt Northeast, and you are having a what?
Well, I'm torn on this one a little bit, because what is on the menu is a Weinhardt's root beer.
Yeah.
So you say Henry Weinhardt's 18 something. It's basically, it's high-end root beer.
Right.
That is not what I was given, though.
What were you given?
I was given Goose Island Chicago-style root beer.
Okay.
Which is not a bad thing.
Are all root beers created equal?
No. No, they are not, sir.
And they taste all the same going down.
That is because you are of a crude and I dare say, unrefined palate. But what I was, like I said, the Chicago style. I don't know what makes it Chicago style. I'm not that familiar with it.
It has cane sugar in there.
It does have cane sugar, which a lot of Goose Island stuff does. I think all their sodas are cane sugar. And I don't mind this for a couple reasons. One, I've never had Goose Island's root beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of their orange soda and their cream soda, and their beer as well.
Okay.
But I've never had the root beer for some reason. But I do find it slightly amusing that the Weinhardt's root beer is being touted as kind of the de facto premium root beer.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I know you don't. Which is fine with me. It's one of my favorites.
Are you going to enjoy that?
I will.
Keep talking about it?
I will. No, shut up. You can get Weinhardt's, and I think Goose Island, at our sponsor, thefourfrickins.com.
Oh, me too. Everybody's always like, oh, you look just like this.
So I'm excited for this. And I got a nice little straw.
It's a tiny straw.
Yeah, it's a tiny straw.
It's a tiny straw that you only find in neighborhood bars.
I don't even have to see.
Because it's a color that doesn't exist naturally in nature.
Oh, yes, because of all of those natural material straws out there.
I'm just saying, like, white or, you know, a red. That's
a mango.
Sure.
Mango-ish.
Not really. I would not eat a mango that color.
I'm sure I could find some fruit that is that color.
Okay, fine.
Let me think about it.
Well, whatever. Either way.
Star fruit, perhaps? Star fruit. That is starfruit
color.
That is starfruit color, my friend.
I stand corrected.
That's right.
I was wrong. You were right.
That's right.
First time ever.
Uh-huh.
So it's a big, big week.
Why?
For our young lad Evan. So
get it out of your system.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say by, but you know, you should just come out and say.
I will come out and say that I my
you
offer
lost your virginity. So
my,
that's a big deal.
That ask your mom about that. All I will say is that my offer to have to my offer to make you my best man is refundable and revocable.
I think we actually need some sort of chart where, like, you know,
yeah,
the
like
merits,
a tally,
the
tally
merits.
Mark. How many times I rescind the best manmanship?
I start at like a 4-star general, and I got to work my way down to a private.
Maybe we'll see. You may be overstating your qualifications a bit now, but no, fine. Yes, I as
you could not sound more droll about announcing this. So, well, give the listeners some joy here. Give them some excitement.
You're
in your
enjoying
voice.
This way too much.
I am. So
you're I think you are rivaling. Your reaction is rivaling that of Heather's mother at this point. Which says something.
We're interchangeable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's. I don't know who should be more terrified, you or her. But no, yes. As of Friday, at 3 o'clock, 3-ish. I became engaged.
You're a fiancé.
I have a fiancé now.
You're financed.
I was financed long ago. But yes. Last Friday night, which was our 7th anniversary.
Holy crap.
I know. Terrifying, isn't it? But yes.
Chrysler.
I know. Think about this. We've been dating longer than you dated and were married to your ex-wife. Just think about that for a second.
You have a knife in here?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank
excellent.
You,
you can console yourself with macaroni and cheese.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. I'm really gonna have to go home and kill myself.
Hold on,
but Matt being one of the first people, not even close to being the first person to say this. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Mazel Tov.
Yes.
Sorry, I got a very important text while we were recording this. So
do you need to pause?
No, we don't need to pause it.
Is it the little lady?
No.
No, it's not?
It's the big, fat, unshaven person.
Dad?
No.
No. Oh.
He's not fat anymore.
He's not? Well, we got our appetizer, and we found something that's quintessential Northeast. That being, let's take something that doesn't shouldn't probably go together and deep fry it. We got mac and cheese deep fried into little wedges. Perfectly formed wedges. It's a little disturbing, actually.
There's probably a form in back.
You think they have a mac and cheese press? Is it?
I don't know if these things exist, but I want one.
Served with a side of ranch. I'm about to partake in this.
All right.
There you go.
So, sorry, text was...
Mm. Okay, that shouldn't be good.
Why shouldn't it be?
I don't know.
It is mac and cheese, which is just about the most perfect food.
We'll wait till that
it's hot. It's really hot.
And then, yes, it is. And then it's deep fried, which is almost the perfect food preparation method.
Craft? I mean, it looks close to craft.
It might be.
No. Step up. Hi,
that is pretty here. Tasty.
Hot.
Yes, it's hot.
It's very hot.
I don't know.
Oh my god. So, just to, yes.
How'd you do it?
What were we talking? I asked her and she said yes. That was pretty much it.
Really? We weren't at like a nice restaurant or something.
No, she was. Okay, so here's how it works.
And this
will be the official record.
Okay.
And I will not repeat this story. Okay.
Yeah, you will.
In recorded fashion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've already repeated the story like 5 times already. But the plan was to do it while we were in Duluth this coming weekend.
Okay.
Because we're going up there because it's kind of our mini vacation. We were planning on going to like Boston or something, and then we bought the house and realized we had no money left.
Right.
So we're like, Duluth is a lot easier.
And this is fun.
So the plan was I was going to do it up there. And then on Friday, the the ring arrived.
You bought it online?
I bought it online.
Okay.
Because I am a 21st century digital boy.
And, you know the strange thing is, I was going for the same quote.
I know you were. So yes, bought it online, and bought it on Etsy, no less.
Okay.
So plug for Etsy. And it arrived on Friday. I didn't feel like sitting on it for a week, you know, with the risk of, you know, her finding it or me just being a nervous.
A Nelly.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say a Nelly. Let me be overstating it. But it was a bit of a wreck. And so I'm like, you know what, just fuck it. I'll just do it today.
Right.
It was our anniversary. So she got home from work early.
Okay.
Which also terrified me because I knew it was going to come right around either today or either on Friday or on Tuesday.
Why didn't you have it sent to work?
Because I don't trust the mail room at work. It would show up in October.
Okay.
You know, so I didn't want her finding it. And so that was freaking out because I had to make sure I got home before she did, so I made sure I could intercept it should it arrive. We were going down to Milwaukee for her mom's birthday.
Okay.
Her mom was born on the 4th of July. Tom Cruise was not in attendance. I was very disappointed.
Oliver Stone was, which was awkward.
Yeah, drank all the beer. Bastards. So we were going down there anyway. So she got home and started packing.
Okay.
And so that's kind of when I whipped it on her. And then I gave her the ring. No. sorry, I had to.
God, you're awful.
I'm a horrible person. But no, it was basically up to that point, and this is where it gets a little sappy, I'll just admit.
Up
to that point, we had talked about, you know, do we want to get something for our anniversary? Do we want to do something? We're like, nah, not really, because neither of us are big into celebrating things.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're hateful human beings.
Right. Meant to be.
And, well, I mean, this girl doesn't like Valentine's Day.
Ooh, lucky prick.
not big into anniversary stuff. Just, you know, and I'm not really that way either.
Well, she's not a typical girl.
No.
I mean, she can be a girl when she needs to be a girl. Can I try that one more time?
I know what you're trying to get at. It's one of those where She doesn't kind of fit into a lot of the typical kind of girly.
That's a perfect way.
True.
Yep.
Unless you're expecting her not to, and then it's like, where did this like sorority girl show up?
Right.
But anyway, so we'd already kind of agreed not to really do anything, and we were probably going to put off whatever we were going to do until Duluth and all that stuff. So we're like, let's not get anything. And so of course it's like, well, I kind of lied. I got you something. And that's when I gave her the ring.
Did you say something?
Pretty much what I just said.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't get down on the knee?
No, I didn't do the knee.
Really?
No, I'm old. I wouldn't have come back up.
Really? You didn't get down on
I did not get down on one knee.
You are a horrible person.
Uh-huh. I just said yes, so I mean, clearly wasn't necessary. But yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Hey. Now I'm already ready for it to be over.
Well, exactly. I think it's, you know, the next most important thing to, you know, mention who your best man is. I mean, that's really the most important thing.
As of this recording,
yeah,
it is currently you. However,
this is
how they refer to in war zone reporting. It's a rapidly changing situation.
Mm-hmm. It's understood. I feel like I'm somewhat in the lead in front of the rest of the gangsters.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I think Ashley would actually make a pretty good best man.
Probably. Yeah, she'd do okay.
She'd throw you a better bachelor party than I could.
Wow.
Different.
It would be different, that is for sure. What was I going to say before you derailed this?
I'm sorry.
About your... about you, made it all about you.
Well, clearly.
Yeah. Oh!
This wedding is all about me.
Sadly...
You guys are just back.
And this might get me in trouble. Thankfully, she never listens to the show. One of the most amusing parts of it has been, you know, in any relationship, be it platonic or romantic or otherwise, you have those kind of go-to... insults.
Okay.
The kind of the running gags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, with her and me, I like calling her a communist.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I like saying she's anti-fun.
Which
you
she know. Is.
Well, you know.
She doesn't listen to the show. I can say whatever I want.
She's neither of those things.
Bridezilla.
She's not going to be like that. If anything, it's the mom. It's always the mom. And I love her parents.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone has the possibility of doing the big freak out, I shouldn't say like a momzilla or anything like that, but just the big freak out.
Okay.
It'd be her mom.
Oh my
just
god.
Just based on her reaction to us telling her.
I'm slightly terrified for you.
They're very cool people. I mean, I certainly. How's everything, Mike? We certainly don't hate each other.
Right.
Her dad is a lot like my dad, or they're very similar in personality. He's a little more subdued than my father.
I can't wait to see it. I haven't seen your dad in years. Like, I honestly can't wait to see him.
Yeah, it should be a good time. So everything's fine. But my new go-to now is give me the ring back. It's like we're done. No, give it back.
I'm just gonna throw it back at you.
Or the subversion of that is I have the receipt.
Oh.
Here we go, gentlemen.
Wow. Holy moly.
Excellent. Thank you.
Cool. I'm gonna die slowly. Anything else I can get for you?
A doctor.
We have boxes.
A shovel. Right.
Enjoy your food.
Thank you.
Holy.
So yeah. So there. That's it. We're done talking about MLS.
Oh, we're not done telling you about
it. We're done talking about the proposal.
We've got menus to go over. Menus. First dances.
I don't even know if there will be a dance. I'll just say that right now. If I have my druthers, there will be no dancing. It will be an Amish wedding.
What did I bring up to you earlier? What was the grandest idea of them all? What did I bring up to you?
I ignored almost all your ideas.
No, you
I don't remember.
No, you didn't.
No,
I know you paid attention to this one.
I don't remember this idea. I honestly
what,
don't.
What? If, where do all weddings go to die?
Your house?
Wow. Wow. Vegas, baby.
Well, it's funny because so as of about 6 hours ago,
yeah,
Heather is going to be in Vegas for work.
Okay.
In mid-August, and I was going to go down for a weekend, just you know, because I've never been in Vegas, and you know, see her. First off, her mother basically said on no uncertain terms if we ever wanted to speak to them again, we will not do that.
Mom sucks.
And yeah, I know. Mom's no fun. That's where she gets her no fun gene is from her mother. But then it moved.
Okay.
And then we found out this afternoon that she's actually leaving for Vegas in like 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, okay. Even if we wanted to, we couldn't get it in that quickly. But
right. Well, you could. A little drive-through.
Nice doing a drive-through.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. I have some ideas. I've not brought them up to her yet.
Oh, cool. Do share. Because this is the forum to do it. Because she doesn't listen.
Because she doesn't listen. We'll see. I will. Let me present them to the planning committee.
Can you give me one? A little niblet? Something to... Well,
One thing that they did, that I've always wanted to do, and by always like in the last few years,
mm-hmm.
what a friend of hers did was they ended up getting married in like Ireland. Okay,
I can't afford to.
Just shush okay. for a second. And it was basically like 10 people.
Okay,
it was like parents, the best people.
Okay,
and you know. You know, husband, yeah. You know, yep. Bride and groom.
Yep.
They did that, and then like a month later, they had a huge party back in
yep.
the States.
Yep.
And I would love to do something like that. Mostly because I don't know if we'd do like Ireland or something like that, but I'd love to do the very small ceremony and then do
party.
A big party months later.
Right.
Or a month later.
Because it's all about the gifts.
It's not that so much as more the. It's more the. I don't like a lot of.
People.
This is going to sound really strange, and I admit this.
Attention.
I don't like a lot of fuss.
Yeah.
Which going into a wedding is not the attitude to have.
Exactly. You should not have proposed if you didn't want all of
it. Is everything okay here, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Right. Very good.
Thank you.
How are you?
The chips are good. I haven't had the sandwich yet.
I know.
But, so I like that because you know, it's nice and small. Keeps the budget down, even though we probably won't have to pay a whole lot for it.
Right.
But you can still have fun and you know, do that. And having it on a different day, you're not having to worry about dancing in the dress and having to do all the logistics while the wedding is going on.
Right.
I'd rather not do that. And I think she'd probably go for that, but we haven't really talked about it yet. So.
She couldn't come home today, and you're having 400 people at a...
We don't know 400 people, so...
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, hot. Really hot.
Boy, thank you.
Well, congratulations nonetheless.
Thank you.
Food has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I got today's special, which is a prime rib melt, which is...
Prime rib Philly.
Prime rib Philly. Onions, peppers, provolone cheese, prime rib on a really good roll, and a little au jus for dipping, and french fries, which I actually think I like the mac and cheese things better.
Yeah, the mac and cheese things are pretty outstanding.
Strange. It's like one of those things that shouldn't be good, but it is.
That's what I don't get. It shouldn't be good. It's like peanut butter and chocolate. Together at last. This is mac and cheese and deep frying.
Well, it's almost as if there's some odd forces at work in the mac and cheese. Like,
that's happiness you're feeling. Yeah, I know it's alien and strange to you.
Is that what?
That's happiness.
Oh, okay. Well, here's to happiness. What did you get? Because you pounded it down, half of it down.
Well, it's a fairly small sandwich compared to yours, especially. Mm-hmm.
Well, everything's big compared to mine. Everything's little compared to mine. God, that would have been so much better had I got that on.
It'd have been so much better if you were smarter.
It's just never going to happen.
No, it's not.
Just complete failure.
I got the pot roast melt, which is an intriguing idea. It's basically just a beef pot roast with a little bit of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And then... melted Swiss and fried onions.
Mm-hmm.
And in concept, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
In practice, it is delicious but messy. It's a very sloppy sandwich. It's like a cheesesteak with less structure.
Cheesesteaks, by and large, do stay together. The cheese, the cheese binds.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the tie that binds.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sticking with the wedding theme here.
But it's very good. But, I mean... it's essentially a variation on a cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very good.
This was this is a really big sandwich.
Yeah, it is.
I don't even know if I'm going to even attempt the second half of this because it's quite filling. But very good.
How's your au jus?
Oh, sexy.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Really nothing to write home about. It's an au jus. It's tasty.
What you say? I got mine on a toasted sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
I got to admit, you go to a place like this, you don't expect good bread in a place with a bowling alley. But this is extremely good bread. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one of the better toasted sourdoughs I've had.
I completely agree with you. The ciabatta roll that mine is on is fantastic. It's like, and it holds up extremely well in the au jus, and with the amount of toppings on it.
Yeah, I mean, you have a manly sandwich there.
I've been told that many times.
So, anything happened with you this week? We had 4th of July this last weekend.
4th of July was pretty uneventful.
Really?
Went up north with the fam family.
Nice.
And watched a guy light himself on fire, which is pretty funny.
On purpose, or?
Not on purpose. Clearly not on purpose.
Oh, really?
It was actually pretty funny. My family has a cabin up north, and it's on chain of lakes that's separated by a small channel that essentially kind of cuts all the houses in half, as in, you know, kind of separates two different styles of
okay.
residences, if you will. Anyway, on Saturday, they shot off fireworks, which would have been the third. They shot off fireworks from one of the on the shores of one of the lakes, so you can basically pull any of the boats, you know, through the channel, and then watch the fireworks from your boat, and then drive home after that. And it's kind of like this armada, for lack of a better term. You know, it's just 70, 80 boats, you know, anchored in this one bay waiting for this to start. It's a cool sight, everything, and, you know, everybody's honking their horn and drinking beer, and, you know, it's a fairly festive atmosphere. Everybody on the shore is watching as well. This guy decides he's going to light off some fireworks from off of his dock. And I would say by the size of the explosion, he spent over a grand.
Let him all at once?
Accidentally. we saw one big one.
I really
one.
Shouldn't laugh, but...
We saw one big one go off, and then you basically saw this flash, and you saw this guy kind of cover, like, do this thing. You could see his outline, because it was pitch dark out of bed. Mm-hmm. You could see his outline and everything, and then you see him dive into the water.
I really shouldn't laugh, but...
Well, it was a little bit like watching a movie. Like, I can't make up the story, but it was so funny to watch because the guy literally did like the Baywatch jump into the water to get away.
He jumped out before the explosion.
Well, the explosion happened, but it was still going off. I mean, you know, fireworks last for 30 seconds or something like that, and he couldn't, you know, get out of the way and just did the whole Baywatch thing right into the lake. It was...
A lethal weapon.
Exactly. Yeah. Lethal weapon into the lake.
Nice.
So that was definitely one of the highlights of the weekend. Other than that, it was pretty low-key.
Really? You didn't eat anything?
No, really.
Really?
No.
Wow. I had the... Man, this is really going to be the... I hope my future parents-in-law don't listen. Heather's mom's birthday.
Yeah.
It was kind of this potluck thing. And everyone was bringing salads and things like that. And it was like the perfect combination of things that I won't eat. In like every salad, there's something.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms I'm okay with.
Olives.
Olives, which ruined a very good tortellini salad that someone made.
But those go hand in hand.
No, they don't. No, olives are never welcome.
Ever.
Olives need not apply.
Okay.
And then, like, they had a very good strawberry spinach salad, which I've had before because they used Heather's mom's recipe.
Okay.
And Heather's made it for me before.
So what happened to that one?
They added walnuts.
That's wrong. Don't nut the salad. not in the salad.
Well, don't do that either.
All right.
And then they had another one. It was like kind of like it was more like a pasta salad, but they had like crumbled up cashews in it or something like that. It's like, why?
Stop nutting everything.
Yeah, they don't need that. But we also grilled an entire turkey, which I didn't think would work. That was very tasty. It was almost like a magician's trick because Heather's dad had to have the grate so low in order to get the turkey to fit, because it was a big friggin' turkey. I mean, it was...
A Birdzilla?
Yeah, it was. It had to have been 25-pound turkey. It was, I mean, you could have ridden that thing into battle. Okay.
Somebody probably did.
I'm sure that's how it died. And so it was a bit like this magic trick, because he'd open up the the grill, and his grill isn't much bigger than mine. So it's a standard kind of, you know, I think it's like a 22-inch Weber.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? This giant turkey would, like, appear out of nowhere. It was like he was some sort of weird meat magician. That was very good, actually. That was probably my favorite bit.
Meat magician?
Yes.
It just sounds dirty. So I saw an interesting news story today.
Okay, did you know?
And the story pertained to a woman who turned 105.
Okay.
And, you know, they do those news stories, you know, somebody turns 100, somebody turns 105, somebody turns 110.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about, you know, what they've eaten, you know. But this woman celebrated with a margarita.
Okay.
I was thinking to myself, in the unlikely case that I get to 70, how am I going to celebrate that? What food am I going to choose to celebrate that?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't come up with anything.
Hi.
Well, by the time you turn 70,
yeah,
I'm assuming all food will be in pill form.
You think so? We won't be doing this show anymore.
No, God no. Well, one of us will have tried to kill the other one. Well before that.
He'll be long dead before then.
Probably. Died in some sort of diabetes explosion. But I don't know, I mean, the variation on that is always, you know, if you're being executed.
Right.
What would you have for your last meal?
Well, there's a great website out there, and I think we might have talked about it before, called Dead Man Eating.
If we did talk about it, I don't remember that, but
have you never been on Dead Man Eating?
No.
Okay. It's a great website. It's very morbid because it lists, and it's up to date, it lists what inmates are getting for their last meals.
Mm-hmm.
And just their, you know, because they can order anything. Mm-hmm. And they get these extravagant meals, like, you know, steaks and lobsters and, you know.
I know, there's a dude I remember reading about. It was like his last meal, and he just wanted like two buckets of KFC.
Yep, and that's the other half to it. It's either extremely extravagant, like I'm gonna, you know, pillage the state for like $600 on this meal, or I'm getting a couple chalupas from Taco Bell.
You know, after 40 years in the hole,
mm-hmm.
a chalupa might sound pretty damn good.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I don't know. I guess for me, presuming I did something horrible enough that would require my execution.
Right.
I'd presumably not care. You know what I mean? I would pick the foods that would just make me the sickest.
You think so?
So that...
What would you pick
then? As I'm... Pizza Hut.
Sorry.
Pizza Hut would do that. Come here. Just because
a nookie bat.
I want to go...
Nookie,
no, that was you.
You are a liar, sir. You are a liar.
Hey, I finished mine. We have it on tape. I will go to the tape.
I'll go to the stain in my car. Uh-huh. That you left.
But hey, that was after the show.
Okay.
That is after regulation.
It was overtime.
But yeah, no, I want to go out. I've got the needle in my arm, and I just want to let out just the most raucous... Just paint peelingly bad. Yeah. Like, I want them to execute me again just for what I did.
You are a vile human being. Here's another dose.
Exactly. Give me another shot. In fact, yeah, do the fire. Here's the other question, because there's the story about in Utah about the dude that did the firing squad.
Yeah.
How would you want to go?
Firing squad.
You want to go firing squad?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why?
Quick.
I don't know if it'd be that quick though.
It's like 10 seconds.
Yeah, but it's imprecise.
The lethal injection, you're sitting there, they're putting the thing into your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wait, and then they start.
Well, yes, but presumably you've been in jail for decades at this point. You should be used to waiting.
Knowing it's coming, I think.
But it's not like they like come to you on Tuesday. It's like, surprise, you're in death row and you're dead by Wednesday morning.
Well, I know that.
because that would be a bitch of a surprise.
I just want it over as quickly as possible, kind of like you want your wedding.
It's wow, thank you for that.
That's a hell of a segue there.
Thank you for not only making me sound like a horrible human being.
You said it. You can't even... You said, yes. I want it over quickly.
Yes, same but I didn't compare it to an execution.
Same thing. Same thing.
Again, it's not that I don't want to be married, I just don't like fusses. That's me.
So, you have no ideas for your last meal, what you would choose? Like, if you could have one last thing...
And I wasn't trying to, you know, fart bomb the assembled crowd.
Wow.
Oh, man. Meatloaf. Some sort of meatloaf.
Okay, let me change it up. What would be the one thing you had on the show if you would...
Ooh, you are...
You can play with your emotions there a little bit.
Well, I'm gonna do the easy answer, but also kind of bunt a little bit.
Okay.
Fogo.
What at Fogo?
No, I didn't. Fogo.
Really? You just want a meat platter?
Yes. Okay. And I want to be hugging one of those guys that brings the meat as
you
I
want
go
him
up.
Actually to do away with you.
Yes.
Are we doing? Do you want me to take that away?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Yes, no, I think we've decided not only the last meal, but how I want to go out. I want to go to Fogo.
You should have him kill you
eat
with
it.
One of swords.
But yeah, you get a three-sided disc somehow. It wouldn't be really a disc, I guess, but some sort of trapezoid and some sort of polyhedron.
Oh.
Polyhedron is correct.
Okay. Continue.
But it's got three colors.
Okay.
It's got the green for bring me food.
Right.
The red for no more food for right now.
Right.
And then black for give me food and then run me through with that sword. Just right at the table.
Yeah.
There. I've decided. There. Thank you. You've actually helped me
end it all?
Answer a long time question of mine.
Well, you're welcome.
That's how I want to go out. I want to be killed by a man in Brazilian chess.
You're just saying Fogo, no.
Just Fogo. Okay. Really, because how do you beat that? I go to Fogo, especially if they can figure out a way to do meatloaf.
Because
meatloaf is necessary. I don't think the magic meatloaf would survive the skewer.
Magic meatloaf, Christ.
I will not have you disparage magic meatloaf in my presence.
It's hard not to.
Have you ever had magic meatloaf?
It's not that magical. It's kind of like
lacking in imagination. You're lacking in imagination. So it made you a terrible child.
A horrible husband.
A horrible husband.
Mm-hmm.
A selfish lover.
Mm-hmm.
And just a generally terrible human being.
Selfish lover. Okay.
I'm only speaking from video evidence on my last one,
course.
Sure. Wonderful things on youporn.com. I think you have your own category now. This is the bloopers category.
It's between hand jobs and
your
interracial.
Your alphabetization. It's hard to say. Your alphabet is bad.
I couldn't think of anything.
You couldn't think of anything that started with B?
Or C. Or I figured we were going by first name.
No, we already said it's under bloopers.
Under bloopers, okay.
You couldn't think of any filthy categories.
Not off the top of my head for some reason. I'm focused on the show. That's what I am.
Exactly. So you should be in this mindset already.
I should already be in.
You should be in porn land categorization mindset.
Wow.
Well, you can't just pick just Fogo.
Why not?
It's got to be one singular thing. Because this woman had one margarita. How about one drink?
One drink?
Yeah.
I think I'd go a good caipirinha.
I was going to say the Cobra Verde.
Cobra Verde would be an excellent follow-up. But that would imply I have to go back to that one place.
Right.
Caipirinha is basic.
You can do it anywhere.
You can do it anywhere. I mean, I'm sure Cobra Verde wouldn't be that hard to replicate, but
Cobra Verde was also voted Drink of the Year by City Pages.
It was?
Yes, it was.
I did not notice that.
Drink of the Year.
They have excellent taste.
Yes, they do. I thought that was interesting. Drink of the Year, Cobra Verde at Barrio. Verde. Verde. Whatever.
Verde. Mando.
Oops, Daisy. But yes, voted.
That's okay. I just
Cocktail of the Year. Drink of the Year.
Huh.
I would pick.
Good for them.
I would pick, and even though we haven't done it on the show, the soft eggs and lobster at Bar La Grasa, which we will get to someday.
Yeah, one of these days.
It's going to have to be like an anniversary show at 150, 200 something.
Come on.
Because it's one of those, like, we got to get everything on the menu type of deal. And then we got to pray that we make it back to the car. Not because it's
just bring a diaper.
Exactly. Exactly. That would definitely be it right there. Absolutely.
Now that I just had a horrible, horrible thought. That'd be a good.
You're gonna kill me?
No, that'd be a good Jackass challenge. You get all the guys in Jackass in adult diapers and put them in a Fogo de Chao, and whoever stands up first.
They make him a third one. I say you write somebody a letter.
Because imagine after a couple hours.
Oh. Hours? A couple of hours? Are you kidding me?
Oh, you don't think the Jackass guys would sit in their own filth bet?
Oh, okay, you're saying... I was thinking how long they could hold out without just doing it, period.
No, that's the thing. It's not doing it. It's getting up to leave to take care of it. You don't think they would sit there and just eat
16,
and poo themselves?
20 hours.
Yeah, it'd be terrible. They'd have to condemn the building afterwards. I shouldn't be giving ideas to these people.
I'd be screaming, no mas.
No mas.
Wow.
And to see them all just bellies out to, you know, foot just out.
Distended.
Yeah, grease all over their face. They're just yelling. Waving their disc in the air. Disc, I should clarify.
Not quadrangle or whatever.
Not their polyhedron.
Exactly.
Polyhedron. It's a word.
I know it's a word. It just took you a while to get to that word.
I forget where I was going.
We had to go on a virtual geometry tour to get there.
I almost said hi to Pythagoras. Which, again, is a reference that like seven people will get.
And most of them aren't even going to listen to the show.
No. Why are you shaking
just
your head at me? No. I was tempted to let you do it, but I don't think your head can swivel that fast.
No.
You would have fallen for it, though.
I would have.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever.
Memories of high school.
That's all you ever bring up. You live in the past.
Really? You want to play that card?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm done. You look like you're done.
I am done. I'm tapping out.
You're tapping out.
But I tried to make a valiant effort at the second half of that sandwich. It was just
happening.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good freaking sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Meat was good. Cheese was good. I like my onions and my peppers a little bit more done.
Oh, really?
It's
not like them when they're crispy.
They were crispy. They were definitely crispy.
Or maybe not crispy isn't the right word, but...
They still have a crunch.
Solid. Yeah, crunch. That's the word.
When I have onions on a sandwich like this, a hot sandwich, I want them sautéed so they're soft and they have that caramelization on it.
Yeah.
That's good. But otherwise, it was very good. Fries were meh.
Yeah.
It's fries. I can't say enough good things about the mac and cheese wedges.
You're doing damage to my insides right now, though.
I'm going to die slowly.
Yeah. My sandwich, the pot roast melt.
Yeah.
Good God.
Really?
It was, I mean, I think what it was that the little bit of gravy they added to it, it just added just enough moisture to it. It complemented the meat, it complemented the cheese.
Yeah.
It was like a really good, sloppy Philly.
Okay.
You know,
you add gravy to anything.
Yeah, gravy.
Better.
That's true. But yeah, it was fantastic.
Put gravy on my fist, it tastes good.
You're going to try that later, aren't you?
I'm very lonely.
as we all try to get that image out of our head. But yeah, that was it was a hell of a sandwich, and I will admit readily in front of everyone that the food here is a lot better than I was expecting.
It's damn good. The fried chicken is some of the best in town. It's simple. It's just a pressure fried chicken.
Oh really? Okay.
You get it with, they do mashed potatoes and gravy. It is like stop you in your tracks. Mm-hmm. I need to take a nap.
This
good.
Is what I like about this place, and especially considering it's tied to the bowling alley right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those where another place we haven't been to yet is Bryant Lake Bowl.
Yep.
And Bryant Lake Bowl gets a lot of credit for kind of combining good food
mm-hmm.
with, I don't want to say a pedestrian activity, but just a very kind of working class activity.
That's a perfectly good.
You know, and it combines it.
Cool.
It makes it cool. It's got a little bit of that hipster irony, but without being annoying.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think this place is just, it is everything you can say about Bryant Lake Bowl, you can say about this place.
Exactly.
It's, I don't want to say the food's better here.
Agreed.
Now, granted, I haven't been to Bryant Lake in a couple of years.
I've been to both, and this is much better than Bryant Lake. Bryant Lake Bowl walks that line a little too much of the granola-y.
Yeah.
It's just, there's, when I go to a bowling alley, I want greasy, I want nasty, mm-hmm. I want something that
which you
I'm
get
probably
from
gonna
this,
regret
but it's
eating
good.
Later. Exactly. Exactly.
Because anyone can do greasy. It's hard. It's a skill to mm-hmm. do greasy mm-hmm. good.
Their steaks are good here.
Really?
Their steaks.
I bet. I mean, just judging from the pot roast, the meat, it seems to be pretty good quality. So yeah, I can't. You know, I'm tempted to do bowling night. I mean, I live just down the street.
That's
so.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, Fancy Pants bowling night or something.
Little box.
I'm good, thank you.
Do you want me to take it away?
I'm good.
Do we need one or two checks tonight, guys?
One, please.
Thank you.
So, I think that, and we didn't really go into this too much, but great beer menu.
Yes.
Yeah, a great.
And they have a wine list. They have like a full wine list.
Oh, yes. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's on another table. I should have grabbed it. I'm sorry. But yeah, so great beer and wine list. Whites, reds, and they do buy the bottle too. It's not just
nice.
And it's for what you said. It's completely unexpected by a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it's been around for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't know about it though.
I knew about it. I just never been here.
Right.
I didn't know where it was, but I don't know where a lot of things are.
It for all intents and purposes, it's one of the best places to come bowl to.
Really?
Because it's a good atmosphere. You know, it's you know, they don't really ever have that league bowler thing going on.
Okay. You know, the people take it just a little too seriously.
Exactly. You know, they'll have people to bring their own balls, but it's not like.
Well, I do that all the time.
Take it
oh, back. You were going to say it
take
if I didn't.
But, you know, you're not going to find a whole lot of people with their own glove and they're shining their ball up. Jesus.
Well, he licks the ball.
That's right.
But I think he probably should. That's another movie I haven't seen. I haven't seen the movie since it was in the theaters.
Really?
So I'm way overdue.
I just exposed my mom to that movie, like last week. Loves it.
Nice. Your mom has class. So,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I need to catch up on the Coen Brothers movies. I'm like three or four behind.
Yeah,
I think that was the last one I've seen, which is a shame because I own No Rest for Old Men or
No Country for Old Men.
No Rest for the Wicked.
I literally just saw that like a week
ago. No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
It's Beastie Boys.
Oh, that's
Coen
right.
Brothers.
Coen Brothers, Beastie Boys. It's all the same. So I think it's safe to say this is very highly recommended.
Absolutely.
An early contender for a well fitty.
Agreed. Agreed.
So let's wrap this up here, shall we? Oh, that's right, it's me doing it. I forgot. The Well Fed Guide to Life.
But I won't interrupt you. I won't interrupt you.
Shut up.
Because I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I hate you so much. Can I finish?
You may finish.
Thank you. The Well Fed.
You know, I got the special today.
I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
By all means, finish.
The Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by the Four Ferguson, especially the beer store, thefourferguson.com. Would you stop? You're like a child. And I'm not just talking about the size of your genitalia. It's also brought to you in part by HopChart, HopChart.com. As always, check us out on Facebook. Yes. Check us out on Facebook.
I didn't even do anything that time. That's fantastic.
It's never going to finish this.
No, you're not.
Facebook. We got Twitter at twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. And as always, check us out on the forums and in the store. And if you're an artist and you're feeling jaunty, I'll put out this message right now. We're looking for a well-fed guide to life shirt design. So if you are a fan of the show and artistically inclined, email us.
Or declined.
Or declined. Email us at wellfed@fanspacegangsters.com and we can start talking. I am Evan.
Evan. Thank you.
That is Dave over there. And until next week, thank you guys very much for listening. Keep eating that great food, and I really need to think of a good line to end the show.
Yeah, but you won't.